Welcome back to One Visit Away with your host, Kevin Fitzpatrick. This show focuses on true stories of philanthropy in order to understand what it takes to succeed in major gift fundraising. Listen to these stories, and you'll realize you're just one visit away from a transformational experience for your benefactors and your organization. Your product sucks. I was watching a short excerpt. It was like 20 seconds from a podcast where Alex Hormozi was being interviewed. If you don't know, Alex Hormozi is an online business sensation. He's written some books. Absolutely incredible stuff. But in this clip, basically he just said, it was something like, you know, if I'm going to open a sandwich shop, how do I make the sandwiches too good? He was saying, you know, just to the point that somebody takes a bite and they're just like, yes, this is the most delicious sandwich ever. If you can get that right, all your other problems become irrelevant. And it's a bit of an oversimplification, but I think there's so much truth in that statement. It's one of the things I keyed in on that has allowed my coaching business to be so successful. I have a really effective product. And so my clients keep coming back. I mean, my average client stays with me for over 3 years, and that leads to referrals, and it just makes everything so easy. It allows me to charge a lot because the product is great. A lot of nonprofits and businesses suffer because they don't realize that their product sucks. And I noticed this in a major way with one of my only clients that I would consider a failure. And basically, they didn't have any donors giving them any money. And I was trying to bring to their attention that the fact that no one is giving you money, and the fact that, you know, you're not acquiring new donors, no one's excited to give towards this, just means that there's something wrong with the way that you're approaching this. It's just not resonating with anyone. And I mean, they literally had, I mean, it was like 20 donors in the entire organization. And it was a big problem. And they didn't want to hear it, and it didn't really end well. They weren't willing to make changes, and so we just kind of parted ways. But that instance, which happened several years ago, really made me keenly aware of the reality that some nonprofits don't want to admit that their product sucks. And I don't think this is true of, you know, the majority of nonprofits at all, but I bring it to your attention because I see it happen frequently where organizations are struggling to raise money. And they think they have a problem with, well, we didn't hire the right fundraiser, or our messaging isn't right, or, you know, we don't have the right leads, or we don't have the right CRM, or we just need to get this consultant who's going to teach us what to do, or maybe we're going to hire some marketing company that's going to get the word out. And it's not going to solve your problem if the product sucks. Like, if it just seems like getting people to give money to your organization is pulling teeth and it's painful and it's an uphill battle all the time, the first place I would look is not, are we doing something wrong with the fundraising, but are we doing something wrong with our approach? Is the mission or the way that we carry it out not as effective as it could be? And sure, in some rare instances, maybe an organization just isn't going to resonate with a lot of people, even though the approach is great. But most of the time, the reason donors aren't excited, the reason that they're not spreading the word to their friends and just begging to give you more money, is because there's something you could improve with the product. In other words, the way that you approach the mission, the impact that you're having in the community. You know, if you're having tremendous impact, you're going to raise a lot of money almost always. And so that's a quick thought for this week. But I really think so much of the key, I mean, it's my business has been so successful because I have a really great product and it helps people out tremendously. Organizations get massive ROI. They pay me a lot of money and they're happy to do it because the product is great. And I see a lot of other, you know, people trying to start businesses or working in a nonprofit, and nobody wants to give them money, and they think it's because they're just not doing sales the right way or they're not doing fundraising the right way, when in reality, you definitely can improve on fundraising and you can improve on sales, but if your product is top of the line and people love it and they take a bite of that sandwich and they are, it's so good that they have to keep coming back for more and they have to tell their friends, if you get that right, all of the other stuff is so easy. So, hope this episode was helpful to you. Big news for me, I recently got an office outside of my house, which is a big deal, and I'm going to be able to start doing some more podcasting now. So, I hope to get back to this on a weekly basis, and I'm going to start scheduling guests soon, and look forward to having some more great stories on the show. But thanks so much for everybody who's been patient and waiting for the next episode to air. It is here and more to come soon. So thanks so much for listening. As always, if this was helpful to you, please share it with friends of yours. Please like and subscribe to the show. And as always, I hope this episode has inspired you to schedule more visits. After all, you're just one visit away from growing your mission and your impact.